Welcome to the Living Waters Church Podcast.
Welcome again. We're so glad that you've joined us today. And today is, as Ruben said earlier, in case you missed it, today is a special day in that we're saying farewell to Doug and Linda. And no better way than with a baby dedication. That's so good. So we just have a few words from our team. And also, we're going to hear from Doug and Linda. We're going to pray over them, and we've got some stuff for you to enjoy a little bit later in terms of looking back on some of the memories that we've had together. But allow me to begin with a reading, which is quite fitting given what we've just experienced, from 1 Thessalonians, where Paul says this, "But we prove to be gentle among you, as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children. Having so fond an affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become very dear to us." I remember this Sunday that Doug and Linda were introduced to the church as our new pastors. It was a pleasant surprise that the Smiths had been asked to lead the church back in March of 2006. And I'd known Doug and Linda a little bit from CLA, and they seemed like nice enough people to pastor the church, so I was okay with it being 21 years old at the time. While ago. In that moment, I really had no idea what their friendship and leadership would mean for this church or for my life. It took me some time to realize, probably longer than I'd like to admit, that in every action and every word, they were showing me how to be a pastor. But it took even longer for me to realize, probably year 4 or 5 under their leadership, that I realized that they were really showing me in every way, in every action, every word, how to be a Christian. Their kindness and their patience, their generosity is unswerving, enthusing, and inspiring. Doug and Linda's example is why this passage in 1 Thessalonians has actually been pinned to my corkboard in my office for a number of years. My hope is to not only be a pastor in the same ilk as Doug and Linda, but be a Christian of the same attitude. That's why Paul writes, and it's why Doug and Linda have embodied words like we just read. People who are willing not only to give us the gospel, but give us the gospel through their lives. To sum up Doug and Linda's influence is hard to do. Their lives have influenced many over the years, and some of us have become Christians because of them. Some of us have given church a chance because of them. Some of us have learned how to forgive because of them, or be generous or authentic like them. Some of us have learned how to become who we really are because they have been willing to be who they really are. Some of us have learned who God really is because of their consistent and dedicated example. And all of us have been comforted by them, encouraged by them, challenged by them, and served by them. But first and foremost, all of us, in some way or another, have been welcomed by them. Early in their time at Living Waters, Doug got to know a young man who was a sign maker and put him to work right away. Right now, Ruben is our pastor of signs, but back in the day, Doug had to do it all. And so he asked this young man to make up a sign, if I'm remembering correctly. I might be making up some history here, but I'm pretty sure this is accurate, to make up a sign and fix it right atop of the door of our church building here in Fort Langley. And the sign was really simple, but it was pivotal in our journey as a church. I think that it said what Doug and Linda hoped people would feel as they came through the door. And not only that, the words on that sign would become a mantra or an embodied refrain, wherever and whenever we gathered, be that in this building, in the Willoughby campus, in our homes and life groups. To Doug and Linda, this sign and these words really express the very heart of what God was really like, who God really is. And the sign remains today, and it simply reads, "Living Waters Church, you are welcome." Those three words really mean a great deal to our church. They're posted boldly over the door, and they hang there as a challenge for us. And week after week, they've been exemplified by Doug and Linda tirelessly because those words bear their character. And Living Waters has become a place and a people of invitation, of mess, and of life. And I can tell you that many, many people over the years, and you may be one of them, have said words like this to our pastoral team upon getting to know the community and coming through these doors. You've said words like, this just feels like home, or I feel so cared for, or I feel welcomed here, or I feel safe here. Words like that have been supernaturally consistent. I can tell you from knowing them for a while that Doug and Linda do not like this sort of thing. They're not in it for the attention or the praise, and they'd rather do away with all of the appreciation stuff. But that, as we know, is precisely what makes them such good pastors. Jesus says in Mark 10 that he came to serve, not to be served. And Doug and Linda have made these words their own over these last 11 years, and we have benefited richly. God's done some incredible and beautiful things through Doug and Linda's humble leadership, and they will be emphatic in giving him the glory, as we should. But God does work through his people. That's kind of the point of the human race, that we are made in God's image, endowed with power and purpose to work out his vision for the world through our lives. And Doug and Linda have done that with humility, with trust, and with great patience. The Smiths have not only imparted the gospel of God to us, but they've done it through their lives. So back to that sign on the door. To be honest, the sign for me always read a little bit funny. It kind of read a couple of different ways. It could say, you are welcome. But it could also say, you're welcome. Kind of like, be thankful that you got to be a part of this community for a little bit of time. At least that's how I read it sometimes, because I am thankful. But that sign, I think, for us is a bit of a monument for our season together with Doug and Linda. And it might sound a little funny, but today it is absolutely fitting. Doug and Linda, you have made us welcome. You have prayed with us. You have toiled with us. You've walked with us. You've given to us. You've blessed us. You've believed in us, even when we didn't believe in ourselves. You've remembered us when others forgot about us. You've sacrificed us. You've helped us in hours of need. And you've loved and served us, even at times when we didn't know that you were loving and serving us. You have made us truly welcome. You've made us welcome in your home, welcome in your presence, welcome in your hearts. And for this, all we can really say is thank you. So on behalf of our council and our pastoral team and our entire church, can we just say thank you? Thank you. Doug and Linda are going to come and share some words.
Thanks, everybody. Wow. Thanks for being here today. And so this has been an awesome 11 years for us, 11 years and 3 months. And today what we want to do really is just to express our thankfulness, because we are incredibly thankful for so many things. You know, we've had the privilege over these last 11 years of gathering at what we've come to call this our family table. And, you know, it's been an amazing place for us to be. You know, we've been together, we've shared our challenges, we've shared triumphs along the way, we've shared our good days and our harder days, all of that at the family table, where we can just speak speak our mind. We can be who we are, and we love that. We've been so thankful for the transparency, the authenticity of this house. We just can be who we are. We don't have to pretend when we come here. And Linda and I have just loved that about being here. And we've grown together, all of us, in our Christian walk in our life. And that's the way I believe it's meant to be. We're supposed to grow together in our love for Jesus. We believe that this church really is this picture of what Jesus wants his community to look like. And it's a place where we are loved and we have an opportunity to love others. So for us, we're very thankful for life together in this community.
When we first came, we didn't think about pastoring as being a job or a function. We thought about it as relationship, getting to know people, getting to know your stories as you walked through those front doors. Many of you from different paths for many different reasons. And it's also about you getting to know us. And that's been such a blessing that you cared about us and you loved us and you cared to hear what was happening in our lives too. And that's been such a blessing. As you walk through those welcome doors, you know, we've heard your stories and how God brought you here at a particular time for a particular reason. Some people have come for a short time, some have come for a long time, some have been here since the beginning. But you're all here because God wanted you here. And we always believed that when we first came, that God would bring those to this building who needed to be here and needed to be part of this congregation, and that's you. We've spent time getting to know you through our newcomers groups, where you'd come into our homes and we'd get to know you. That was such a blessing. And that picture of those shoes is just an example of what our front hallway would look like on a newcomer's night. There'd be like 30 pairs of shoes there. It was always fun. We've spent lots of time with young couples doing premarital counseling and enjoyed getting to know so many of you that way. We've prayed, we've counseled, we've rejoiced, we've mourned along the way. We've had lots of impromptu conversations, and those are the most fun, where we just start talking and we learn about each other's lives. We've enjoyed that so much. And stepping away from this family, we're knowing you, and you knowing us, we aren't going to be able to replace that. We know that. But you're always going to have this really, really big part of our hearts and very special to us. Thank you.
It's a sad day for us, and it's not one that we've been looking forward to. The sadness is in having to say goodbye. But there's this peculiar tension that comes with that, and that's a tension that really balances things out, because there is also for us joy. We're just so thankful to God, and that has given us joy. Thankful for these 11 years that we've had. Thankful for getting to know you. Thankful to have you come to our home and to take risks with us. And we've been so appreciative to that. We're so thankful to God for this run that He has given us. When we started here, the Lord had shown me, and had written it down in my journal, what this house would end up looking like it does today. That was over 11 years ago. But even then, while we were excited for what God was calling us to, we had no idea how awesome it would be, how incredibly wonderful the journey would be. It's just been so good for us. And it's not always been easy, for sure. We get that. But that's just part of the mess of life. But the opportunity to be here and to do that together has been fantastic. We're joyful. We're thankful to the Lord. We've just been talking a little bit about the fact that when Linda and I both accepted Jesus at the same time, we were at a Salvation Army citadel in Kamloops, and we accepted Christ together, and we were so on fire for God and loved Jesus so much. And in fact, Linda went on to be a Salvation Army officer and all of that. But if you know our story, there was circumstance and our own thinking that probably wasn't the wisest that actually drew us away from the Lord. And we were away from God for 15 years in a relationship. And yet, we're here to tell you that our God is faithful, and we're so thankful for that faithfulness, the fact that we can be here after 11 years serving in this community. We've just seen the faithfulness of God as He called us back into ministry. So you just need to learn from that. If we can teach anything here, it would be that God is faithful. He's not given up on you, and He never will give up on you. He never gave up on us. So today we stand thankful to the Lord.
And we're thankful for you, the body of Christ. He has graciously equipped his church through calling you to this house. He told us right from the beginning, as I said, that he would bring those he knew should be here. And he brought you to his family table to share your heart of faith, your gifts of serving, your generous spirit. He brought you here to grow in love for this family that he that calls Living Water Church their home now. And he called you to believe in faith and hope for those who are yet to come, to be people of invitation. You brought faith, you brought hope, you brought love, and you've brought trust to this table. And these are the greatest measures of family life.
You know, if there's, Luke kind of mentioned it, but if there's something that we're uncomfortable with, would be that today would bring too much of the spotlight onto us. You know, we've said this for years, and we continue to believe it, and I think it's so important going forward, is that we give God the glory for all that he's accomplished. We give God the glory for all of that. That doesn't happen at the hands of man. This is stuff that God does, and that's supernatural in nature. The other thing that makes us feel a little uncomfortable is that while God has worked through us for sure, as Luke has said, it's not just been about us. In fact, it's been about our team. And it's another reason that we're incredibly thankful. God has equipped his house with his amazing team. And for us, our team is not just people that we work with. Our team is family, a team that we pray for and believe for. And we're so thankful for the team that God has brought here. And for that reason, we're confident as we move forward with what God will continue to do through the team. But so the focus ought not to be so much on us, but it's upon the team, because everything has been in that way. You know, this team, they love Jesus. They love his house, and they love you so deeply. We've always, together as team, we've walked as one. We've understood the value of the other always. And we've known always that Jesus is at our center, and that we are very much together better when we are together. So I'm so thankful for our team. We both are.
Yeah, the fact that we're not going to see them every day, big hole. We're going to miss the kibitzing, the joking, all the inside jokes. After 11 years, we've got stuff on each other that we can that we share. Knowing how we tick with each other and how we can guess how someone's going to react to a certain situation. We've trusted each other with our hearts, and we've looked for the best in each other, even when we haven't always been at our best. And none of us is perfect, but we've learned how to work alongside, and we're just never going to have that again, and we're going to really miss them.
Something that you've heard us talk about often is the fact that we come to this house in our own brokenness, all of us. It's just the way it is, and it's through Christ we find our healing and our wholeness, and ultimately we're able to walk in our righteousness, but we come broken, and we've said this often, and it's so true that as leaders, we come broken as well. And there are going to be times where, we're just not perfect. We're going to make mistakes along the way. We're going to disappoint people. There are going to be expectations that are not met. And we felt that on this last day of our leadership here that we would like to take the opportunity to ask you for your forgiveness if we've hurt you in any way, or if there's been any reason or an expectation that we've not met, or something that we've not followed through on. Over the years, that is bound to have happened. And so if that's happened to you, please accept our apology for that. We ask for your forgiveness. We're thankful to be in a community in which we can share that way one with the other, and know that as Jesus has forgiven us, so we can forgive others.
In the last little while, God has put a picture into my mind for the congregation. It started out one way and has been added to. But, of course, it had to do with Living Waters, which I think was very apropos for this time. And what I saw was, at first I saw a deep well, and I saw that in relationship to those who have been on the journey a while, the older folks, however, what age group you might think that starts at, it doesn't matter. But what I saw was the well is the depth of experience, the depth of wisdom, and the depth of life and spiritual life that those folks have. And then God was showing me a picture of a stream that's moving along. And I saw that as the younger generation, moving, changing, always going somewhere full of vitality. But how those two groups make up what Living Waters is. That's how we move forward. And I encourage you again, as we always have, to work together, young, older, in between. Let's make that, continue to make that part of the dynamic of Living Waters, that it's not about age. We're going to depend on each other to feed into each other and our Christian lives.
There's lots more that we could say, and we didn't want to go on and on today, and we just wanted this to be a thank you from our hearts, and so we want to leave it there. But we want you to know this, that you are family, and we will always remember you. We will remember you in our prayers. We will continue to have faith for what God will do here. We've been so thankful to know you. So we want to end actually in our piece with just really praying a blessing over you. We're going to borrow the words of Paul with a couple of revisions out of Ephesians chapter 3. And so I'm going to ask if you would stand, everybody. We would love to pray this verse over you.
We pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, our Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth, will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit.
Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong.
And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high and how deep his love is for you.
May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God.
Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. And his children said, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, everybody. Thanks. You can be seated. Thank you.
I'm going to ask you guys just to stay up here for a moment. We have a small presentation that we just like to make. Mike's on his way up here. Wonderful. Thank you, Mike. We're so thankful. And it's hard to say that with physical things, but we want to do a couple of things. So there's some flowers for you, Linda, and we also have a couple of cards here for you, and there's a gift in those cards from our council, as we hope you're blessed with that in the future. The one thing that we did want to give you also goes back to what you had to say about writing in your journal. And many times over the years, Doug would tell us about really these moments before they became the pastors of Living Waters, where they sensed that it might be time to move on when they were serving at CLA. And they used to sit over in a car or in a coffee shop across the way from the church here, over in the strip mall, I believe, and Doug would open his journal, and God would speak to him, and he would write down what God was showing him. And there was a number of occasions over the years where Doug would actually open up that journal here and read from it as an encouragement to remind us of not only what God had done, but perhaps how that might encourage us for what he would do in the future. So we thought a lot about how to bless you going forward, and we thought there's a simple way of the Spirit that led us to feeling that we just want to give you a blank journal for your new season and bless you with that in knowing that God filled that last journal and he was faithful, and he's going to fill this journal in your new season of your life and be faithful there as well. So bless you as you think and you write and you pray over these next few months especially. Yeah. We like to pray over these guys. So if our pastoral team and our council would join us at the front, Doug and Linda are going to go on the prayer stoop, as we've used to call it back in the day. We also, as we say, we like to be messy. So if you want to lay hands and pray for Doug and Linda, we just want you to come on up. So come on up. Do not be shy. Come and pray over them. This is your opportunity. Rush on up. There's lots of space. Dave and Julie are going to pray. Dave and Julie are a part of our community. Dave is assistant superintendent of our district, and Julie is on our council, and they're going to pray the blessing over Doug and Linda as we wrap up our service.
Why don't we stand again? Lord, we would recognize this to be a day that will be remembered for many, many years. We would stand as a group of friends to thank you for the good gifts that have been given to this congregation. Thank you for the way that you unwrap gifts. And when gifts are unwrapped, they become ever more beautiful. And we thank you for the beauty in which Doug and Linda have served with wisdom, with integrity, with joy and laughter, with a great ability to bring clarity when clarity has been needed. We thank you for a great ability to recognize and release. Thank you for a heart of generosity. We thank you for a deep heart for the Great Commission. We thank you for the love for the gospel, the good news that has changed us. We just thank you, Lord, for the way that Doug and Linda have been able to make this large, growing church seem so very small because of how personal they care for individuals. We thank you for an exchange of a journal, and we do pray that you would inscribe upon their hearts the details of this next chapter. They are not walking into a season of obscurity or a season of that which is unknown, but it's actually, we would believe, a great season. We thank you for fruitful and fulfilling days ahead. We thank you for the Smith family, and we pray as greater attention would be given to one another, that that truly would yield something so significant personally and ultimately for the goodness of each one. We thank you that Living Waters has always been in your hand and in your care, and we just sense so strongly as a community that you're undergirding and uplifting us as a church. You're in our present moment today, and you're certainly beginning to continue to paint glorious pictures of what our personal journeys would look like, and then collectively as we serve you together as a group of people. Thank you for this team. We pray that this summer would be awesome for us individually and as a group, that this would be a delightful season. This would be a great season as you would establish yourself, even through your word, as the Good Shepherd, and as you would all lead us to good conversation and good expressions of the love of Jesus. We thank you. It's a good day for us, and we ask your blessing upon us individually as families, and especially upon the Smith family, as you would, as we release them to all that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today and for being here. We're going to conclude the service now, and we got a couple moments to give Doug and Linda some hugs and stuff. We've allowed for that. We've made space for that. So thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to seeing you next week as we begin Psalm 23. And just that final reminder, today is the last day to sign up for Women's Day. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.